Stand up.
Well, in the coach's corner, I make you a mourner. And that's what happens when it don't concern ya. 707, take the team to playoffs. Do anything to get us there like Adolf. Federation gang, a king and kilos. Doom crew get more love than free throws. Coach Ali, ball out of respect. Wap City on mine, and we go for the next.
Sit up on the block, on the corner and post. I'm the Coach Ali, the number one host. Play by play, he'll show you the ropes. Kilos, doing the king, please take note. Put me in, coach, show him how we play. King doing kilos in the corner, man. With Coach Ali showing y'all the game. Got the best round here, boy, flawless, man.
What's going on? What's going on? What's going on, man? It's Money Motivated Monday. That's right. Money Motivated Monday inside the Coach's Corner. I'm your man, Coach Ali, and we call him plays, X's and O's, and execution. It's all on how you run them. You feel me? Hey, if I'm going too fast, you're simply listening too slow. You feel me? Hey, I got some brand new music from that man, Problem, coming up, and I got a special guest all the way from Kansas City going to be tapping in. We're going to try to make this thing happen, man, whether he got to tap in on the IG Live or he calls the call number. The reason why I would like you to call the call number so that your voice and everything that you're saying can be recorded into the Blog Talk Radio queue. You feel me? So that way you can go back and listen to it. So, JPZ, I see you. You on there, Brody. 914-205-5533. Okay, there you go. You're going to be in the building with us, man. And yeah, that's how we're doing it. So that way we can record you. You feel me? And then your voice can be, it'll be there forever. You can always go back and listen to the interview and make sure we did what we were supposed to do. You feel me? And then, you know, throughout the show, if you want to tap in on the IG Live too, you feel me? That way the fans can see that it's a real interview, and that way we can cross promote. So that's what we're doing inside the Coach's Corner, man. I'm your man, Coach Ali, and we call him plays, man. Hey, this one, I got to play this, man. This is a tribute to Nipsey Hussle from that man Problem. Then we're going to fuck with my man, JPZ, man. You know what I mean? KC to the Bay, straight out the dirt. You know what it is. Run a play.
Yeah, bro, you smacked out the staples without doing a song. It's on channel 511 for 8 hours long. 10 million on merch in a month and a half. At 6 O's and 8 tray, all on sloths and F. Had GQ taking flicks of you and your girl. Black Sam got the speaker front the whole wide world. For businesses in your hood, sold records, signed athletes. 4 hour ride through each hood with no casualties. King Nip, salute to his majesty. King Nip, salute to his majesty. I just hate it took a tragedy for y'all niggas to realize. You set a tone in LA, voice was filled with ambition. Since you passed, every lyric just hit a little different. It's March 31st, everything's a little different. I just hate it took that to make the world listen. Well known gangbanger, but mission was peace. Buying back the hood and reuniting the streets. Remember me, you and Lou Dog and ATL chopping it up. By me and YG squashing our beef. Wanted us to talk it out before niggas lose lives. Fuck off bread, I make niggas choose sides. Nothing changed, but I respected the talk. It was good to know a nigga really walked how he barked on God. See a lot of men, bro, and all the dope shit Nip did. Independent thinkers, they don't like that. Confident demeanors, they don't like that. Bro, you did it your way. Never how they fucking told us. Remember nights 3 a.m. we both out hanging up posters in the jungle. Remember that? 07 on one, like damn, there go Thundercat. Going hard on the yard on our promo tip. Sometimes no homies with us on our solo tip. Damn, some young dreamers trying to run LA. The headline at Powerhouse, cause we run LA. Whew, bro, your home going, what a fucking day. That was the first time in a long time the world saw us as one LA. One more thing I shouldn't say, but I gotta say, we had to watch bro die for motherfuckers to realize.
Yeah, that was brand new problem right there. Tribute to Nipsey, man. Hey, I'm your man, Coach Ali. We calling plays, X's and O's, and execution, man. That's all on how you run it, man. This is your home of independent hip-hop, live interviews, brand new music, and more. And, you know, we're just going to call time out and get straight to it, man. All the way from Kansas City to the Bay, I got the one and only Jay Peasy in the building with us, man. Jay Peasy, what's going on with your boy?
What's up with it? What's happening? How you doing, man?
Man, I can't call it, man. Chilling, man. I'm blessed, Brody. I'm blessed. You feel me? We woke up this Monday.
That's right.
Yeah, somebody didn't make it last night. You feel me? Somebody didn't make it somewhere. You feel me? So, shit, man. Hey, welcome to the Coach's Corner, though, bro.
Hey, appreciate you having me.
Hey, man, it's all love, man. You doing your thing out of Kansas City, man. You making a lot of noise, man. Shout out to my man, Nate Dank, man. Shout out to Nate, man, for lining this up first off, man. You know, because I heard some of your music before, but I kind of slept on it. You feel me? I'm gonna keep it 100. You feel me? I was like, okay, he tight and all. But then when Nate hit me like, hey, bro, check out my partner. I'm like, I heard it cuz before. But then, you know,
yeah,
we family, so we gonna support one another, period. You know what I'm saying? And then it started growing on me. And I'm like, bro, really talking about something. So you feel me? I appreciate you for being, you know what I'm saying, an artist who actually talk about real shit. You feel me?
Yeah, I try. I try. I appreciate it. Try to have some substance.
Hey, first of all, who are some of your influences in this music game? Because it looked like you've been in it for a while. You didn't just jump in this. I'm looking on your YouTube. You got shit going all the way back to the
'07. Yeah. And before that, that's just when it first hit the internet. So for me, you know, I'm from Kansas City, so Kansas
right.
City's really heavy influenced by the Bay Area. So, you know, E-40, Be Legit, Mac Dre, Richie Rich, Tupac, you know, Kansas City, you know, Rich the Factor, Tech N9ne, Don Juan, The Popper. You know, I just love hip-hop in general, though. I love music and I love hip-hop, so all the hip-hop legends, you know, Nas, Biggie, you know, Wu-Tang Clan, Snoop Dogg, all the, you know what I mean? I just love hip-hop. Run DMC, the Beastie Boys, Eric B. and Rakim, KRS-One. Everybody,
nigga,
you know?
you just said every single one of my last favorites, man. I'm fucking with you, period. Now, forever. You just said everybody that I ever listened to, my nigga. Like, you know what I mean? So, and you can tell in your style of your music, you're not one of these mumble rappers. Not knocking that style or that, you know, skits. That's like a jazz form, you know, of hip hop where a motherfucker might elevate so fast to where he ain't got time to say shit. So it's just mumbling. But
right.
You can actually hear what the fuck you saying. So I appreciate that. And you actually have word play, like real actual word play, man. So I appreciate that for sure, for sure.
Man, thank you, bro. Thank you. Appreciate it. I appreciate you. Appreciate you.
Man, it's all good, man. It's reciprocal, man. Hey, so tell me, how'd you hook up with my man, Nate? Because he been in the game, you know, off and on for a minute, man. You know what I mean? He had a couple trials and tribulations, but God has got his back, and so he's always found Nate and found him an artist. So how did that happen?
Man, you know, I was coming out here. I was working with E-40 and Be Legit via Instagram.
Okay.
And so I had, you know, like I had tapped in to all the Instagram, you know, all the Sick With It 707 fam on Instagram. So I think I followed Nate. I seen him on something 40 had posted or something 40 had did. And then he was in the studio with Be Legit, and they were listening to a song that I produced for Be Legit. And I just tapped in. I just tapped in like, hey, that's Jay Peasy on the slat on his IG. And then we started DMing back and forth, and I was coming out to the Bay I was coming out to the Bay to see Be Legit, work with B-Lo on some records, shoot a video with Jay Synth and Sack while I was out here. And so, you know, we just linked from there when I came out to see B, you know what I mean? He just, you know, Nate just welcomed me and showed me a lot of hospitality, and we've been locked in ever since.
Man, that's what's up, man. Shout out to Be Legit, E40. Man, they raised me between you and I. I mean, a lot of people know that, but they literally raised me, not with their music. Like, the niggas lived in my house down there every day for, like, months on end. So shout out to them for being entrepreneurs and operators and, you know, inspiring the young cats. You know what I mean? Because easily he could have said, who's this nigga getting at my DM? You know what I mean? But they right. welcomed it with open arms, man. So that's a beautiful thing. That's one thing I like about the Sick With It family and the Sick With It camp. None of them is real cocky like that, where, you know what I mean, they all humble, hardworking dudes, man. So that's dope that you got a chance to work with them. What was that experience like coming all the way from Kansas City? You know what I'm saying? Being somebody from a place like Kansas, coming out to California. Do you want to explain that process? What that was like?
Oh, man, it's like it's still surreal to me. It's you know what I mean? It's like a dream come true. Like, I pinch myself sometimes in certain scenarios, or I'll be in certain scenarios and I get high and that switch will flip in my mind and I'll be like, holy shit, I'm at fucking Be Legit studio, or I'm standing next to E40, or you know what I mean? Like,
oh yeah,
it's surreal, bro. It's a dream come true, man. I grew up listening to those dudes, and that's why, you know, if you look on my Instagram, I got a video called Hustler. And, you know, like, I was pretty much, if you listen to it, I'm riding on gold spokes and Vogues, you know what I mean? And the beat sounds like some old mob shit, and I'm using the Be Legit flow from Ain't Hard to Find, where he said, I'm from the VALLEJO. I'm a HUSTLER. I was using the Be Legit's a huge influence, and E40's a huge influence on me, so... The shit's just like a dream come true, to be honest with you, man. It's crazy. They're amazing human beings on top of the, you know what I mean? They're really exceptional people on top of the music. Like you said, they're great people.
Oh, yeah. I remember 40, I don't know if he still does it, but I would imagine when he writes a rap, does he get his big old body on the floor?
I don't think he does that as much anymore because, you know, I think his process that he's been using is he just kind of sits in the chair and, you know what I mean, does a little bit at a time. So he's got a little bit more luxury now, I think, process.
I just know whenever he writes a hit, it comes straight out the ground, though. You know what I'm saying? Straight out the dirt. That nigga would get on the floor, big-ass body, and with his pen and pad, and let the beat of play for hours until he finished that shit. Yeah. And when he finished, he'd get up, and that's a fucking hit.
Yeah. Yeah, he's legendary for that, huh? Writing on the ground.
I swear to God.
Yeah, he's legendary for that. I've heard a lot of people tell the stories. Yeah, and he has a glass of wine.
Yes, sir. Back in the day, before he had his own wine, that nigga would send me to the store. That's when you can go to the store with a note. I wasn't even 21. The nigga just wrote on a note. And so I would go to the, right there on, what's that, East Pacific in North Texas by the McDonald's, that little shortstop right there in Fairfield?
In Fairfield, yeah.
Right by the McDonald's on North Texas. The little store right behind there, right across from the hotel. Well, anyway, I lived around the corner, so I would go over there with the bicycle on the note and come back with two big-ass gallons of Carlos Rossi, and that nigga would come up with a hit off of that shit. So that's dope, man. Hey, what is it like in Kansas City? You know, because like you said, they got Rich the Factor, you got Tech N9ne, now we got Jay Peasy, man. So what's the future like for Kansas City, man?
Man, Kansas City is really full of a lot of talent right now. There's, like, you know, a lot of people don't know, but Jay White, he's a producer from Kansas City, and he produced Bodak Yellow for Cardi B.
Okay.
I Like It Like That for Cardi B. He just produced that Savage record for Megan Thee Stallion. Jay White's super hot, and he's from Kansas City. There's a lot. Janelle Monae's from Kansas City. So there's a lot of young talent. My guy, Suli4Q, he's an incredible artist, songwriter, producer, rapper. He fucks around with a lot of the dudes from Strange Music, so he's on a lot of stuff with JL from B-Hood, who's on Strange Music. He's on a lot of Tech N9ne's music. My guy, Adrian Truth, he's a dope singer, songwriter, artist from Kansas City. There's a lot of talent, man. There's a lot of talent in Kansas City right now. It's just, you know, I feel like I'm just kicking the door down. I'm trying to kick the door down for the city so, you know, the industry wakes up to, you know what I mean? You know how when a city gets their chance to shine.
Right.
You know, I think Kansas City is due. You know what I mean? Is due.
That's real.
And, you know,
that's
like
real.
Detroit is a similar type of city, and they've been kind of getting their shine for the past couple years. And Detroit really leans really heavily towards the Bay, like we do. And Kansas City is just a little different because we're quite a bit further south than Detroit. So
okay.
We got a lot of that Texas. We got a lot of that Texas and Memphis in us too, because we might be closer to Texas and Memphis than we are to Detroit. So Detroit's kind of got this like up-tempo, trigger man type of sound with the mob shit, and we got
right.
a little bit more lean back, soulful, bluesy type of sound with the mob shit.
Okay. Okay, that's dope. I like how you're able to differentiate between the two. That's fucking dope. Hey, so in 2003, being from Kansas City with the Mac Dre situation, have you ever received any flack, or being from Kansas, do you feel like people kind of not really respect y'all because of that, or do they accept y'all with open arms because of that?
I was active in Kansas City hip hop when that shit happened. So, you know, like there was a lot of tension between Kansas City and the Bay at that time, you know, because you had these artists that had just been coming down there, and they were, you know, it's been a really good market for a lot of the Bay Area artists for a long time. And, you know, in Kansas City, first of all, we love Mac Dre.
Right.
The way when you play a Mac Dre song in the Bay Area, that's the same way it is in Kansas City. You
okay.
know what I mean?
Oh, love.
Man, with nothing but love, bro. We love Mac Dre. We love we fucked with everybody that came, the whole Cutthroat Committee, the whole Thizz Nation, everything. And before the Thizz movement, we was fucking with it when it was the Rompilation and Young Black Brother. Like, we love Mac Dre in Kansas City.
Y'all was part of that movement. What's up?
Yeah, we love Mac Dre. We love the Bay Area shit. And you know what I mean? That wasn't the shit that happened. Wasn't the city? It was.
Right.
It was
an individual.
Was some fuck shit with some suckers in that happened to be from Kansas City. I don't know where they from, but it happened in Kansas City.
Right.
You know? And you know, there definitely was some tension. I definitely get, you know, like people look at me sideways or something when I say something about, you know, like they kind of look at me like, but overall it's been love, bro. I just did a song with Jay Diggs. You know what I mean? And I've been fucking with Jay Diggs in Kansas City before I came out here. And, Coolio the Underdog, like I don't get nothing but love from the dudes from Thizz Nation and from the Crest. And, you know, like, so it's really been love for real. I think the Bay, you know what I mean? The Bay fucks with Kansas City. The Jack, you know what I mean? The Jack was down. Rest in peace to the Jack. Jack was in Kansas City heavy. And Jack was the one that really opened that relationship back up after Mac Dre died.
Dope. See, that's why I got JPZ on here, because a lot of people wouldn't have never heard that. They wouldn't know how that happened. You know what I mean? Shout out to Jay Diggs.
Yeah.
Shout out to Leo the Underdog, the whole Thizz Nation. Shout out to the Mob Figures, Jack. Rest in peace to the Jack. You know what it is, man. I'm your man, Coach Ali. That's JPZ right here. I'm going to play some JPZ music real quick, and then we're going to chop up some more game, man. Y'all inside the Coach's Corner. You know what it is. Run a play. Hey, this one right here, I'm going to take it back a couple years, man. I'm going to play this story. You said that Jay Synth video, man. This is the story, man. Run a play.
Don't nobody care about your story. They just care what you could do for them. Now they asking PZ how he do it. He be moving like it's two of him. They ain't wanna open up the door for me, so I kicked it down, bitch, I'm moving it. PZ, PZ, he's the guy now. I'm the reason why they losing it. Bitch, I'm in. Grew up on the south side, KC Mo. Same baby boy was born off of Westport Road. Yeah, my mama's Captain Mary, my father is Donald Joseph. Made a promise, I'ma make it, I ain't never lost my focus. Ain't no sucker over here, boy, I really ran the street. I was only 17, made a couple bands a week. When Money G came up to Hogan in the trends on Go-D's, I've been rocking on my square, never stayed on cold feet. I was young and in the game, El Dorado wrist, white walls with the spokes, like a shorty the pimp. Where I'm from, the trunks humming, banging, rushing and rich. So I keep it 1000 when I'm touching the bricks. Pulling up on the D's, hopping out on my kick. Went from nothing to something, went from ounces to bricks. Everybody got their hands out, counting my chips. Wasn't round when I was down, know the bounce back a bitch. Yeah. Don't nobody care about your story. They just care what you could do for them. Now they asking PZ how he do it. He be moving like it's two of him. They ain't wanna open up the door for me, so I kicked it down, bitch, I'm moving it. PZ, PZ, he's the guy now. I'm the reason why they losing it. Bitch, I'm in.
Scorpio, baby, autumn falling the leaves. Mama named him John Patrick, the gang called him Peas. Infatuated by the fast life, it thought with the streets. All I wanted was the Benjis and Impalas with beats. I was hungry, yeah, my stomach in knots. I was walking home from school with the gun in my crotch. Used to think that it was cool getting money from knots, till you dodging from the jack boys and running from cops. Growing up gang related, Earl Stevens the click. All I wanted in life, just to meet be legit. Yeah, the flowny metamucil, I'm so sick with this shit. I don't ever change it up, I just stick to the script. Hey, buddy, got advice for you, they ain't got the answers, no. Lost a lot of patience on them, waiting on my chance to go. They don't understand, they just looking for their chance to blow. I was reaching out and they told me that their hands was full. Bitch.
Don't nobody care about your story. They just care what you could do for them. Now they asking PZ how he do it. He be moving like it's two of him. They ain't wanna open up the door for me, so I kicked it down, bitch, I'm moving it. Easy peasy, he's the guy now. I'm the reason why they losing it. Bitch on me. JPZ. Bitch on me. JPZ.
Yeah, that's brand new music right there, JPZ, man. That's the story, man. We had to throw it back a couple years, man. Y'all inside the Coach's Corner, your home of independent hip-hop live interviews, brand new music and more. Hey, he just told us everything he said in that rap, though. On God, you know he ain't lying. You feel me? On my mama, though. You know what I mean? Yeah. Hey, that's real hip-hop. You know what I mean? He said, I won't always want to be legit. Now you fucking with him.
Come on, man. I patterned my flow after Be Legit, bro. Be Legit is one of the most underrated. Come on, man. He's one of the best that ever did it, bro.
Man, tell the truth. Stand the
Come on,
that's
man.
Him.
There ain't no better. There ain't nobody better with the mob shit than Bela, man. Bela is the guy.
His voice, everything about it, just the way he come in, he just does his shit, man. You know what I mean? It was fun. I got stories about them dudes, man. I can go on days and days. You know what I'm saying? I remember the first time I met P. She was sitting in her mom and them house braiding somebody hair. You feel me? It just was love, man. I mean, they're great, great, great family, man. St. Charles was the fucking internet. Like, if you wanted a distribution deal, you wanted your shit to be heard everywhere, like how we got the internet now, St. Charles was it. You put your shit in his hand, he got it everywhere, Brody. He got it everywhere, man. Right. Hey, I really like that story, though. That story, that shit.
Appreciate it.
I like your wordplay. I like how you know what I'm saying? It seemed like you've been here before, bro.
Yeah, I've heard that before. I think I have. I think sometimes it's my last run, man. I'm trying to get it right this time.
That's what's up. And I got some more music. Talk about this OMG. What was the writing process, and what was going on with that when you sat down and came up with that concept? What was going on?
I try to keep God first in everything I do, and I try to find cool little slick ways to deliver it to people. So I had the concept for a long. I had a lot of the bars and story already in my head. My boy Suli had came up with the hook because I was stumped for a hook. And I sent the beat over to my guy Suli. He came up with you know what I mean. We worked together on a lot of stuff. He came up with the hook on story, but with Oh My God, I just had it. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, because it's some shit I say all the time. I'm like, oh my God, oh my God, you know what I mean when I get
high.
I try to write shit that's, you know, catchy or something that people would say in real life or something that I say in real life, and so I just had the hook and then made the beat. And I sent it to 40 and B, and I don't think 40 ever responded to it, but B was like, yeah, this is fire, let's do it. And
that's a trip because I've heard that before, like in my umpteen years of knowing them, like generations years of knowing them. A lot of people, you know, they'll try to get to you to get to them, or you know what I mean, or they submit them a song, you know what I mean, and they like. Yeah, Bila wasn't feeling it, but Earl jumped on it. Or Earl wasn't feeling it, and Bila jumped on it. You know what I mean? And it's like, it's a blessing the way it goes.
Either way, huh? Yeah.
Because Bila Jit just cuts through like a knife, and then 40 is 40. That's, you know what I mean? I like the fact that they're original, and nobody's been able to duplicate them all the way yet. You can get bits and pieces. But you can't do it.
There's no way. Because 40, so you know what's so dope about them to me, and I'm sure you know this too because being around them, is that their flows are so much a representation of their personality.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because Bill is like the coolest dude on earth, bro. And that was part of the thing, right, I had with B, like when I was explaining it, because I'm like, I'm fucking full of energy, and I'm like hella excited all the time, and like they're so like nonchalant and cool about, especially B, so nonchalant and cool about shit that's a huge deal to me. I'm like, oh my God, oh my God, like you know what I mean? Like I and B's just the coolest, most laid back person on the planet, bro. B's the, like, literally, like there's nobody cooler than B Legit, right? He's the coolest person I know.
Right. Right, fact.
Coolest person I know.
Right, because it seemed like his facial expression never changed. He got the same facial expression no matter what the fuck is happening. It can be shootouts. It can be fucking birthday parties. It can be a wedding. It can be, you know, you can think of the most exciting thing ever. Bila got the same face. It can be the most horrible shit. This nigga got the same face. You feel me?
Same face. And Water's so flamboyant. He's so flammy and full of energy and just the life of the party, you know.
Man, love them too. Hey, yeah. Well, we gonna break the world off with this. Oh my God, man! You want to introduce this track real quick?
Yeah, this is Oh My God, single off my new album. Check out the video; it's on YouTube. It's featuring B Legit and Suli 4Q. It's going crazy. Run them numbers up on YouTube. It's available on all digital media platforms. Check it out.
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. I don't ever change, never switch up on the squad, yeah. On the mob, on the mob, on the mob. I've been putting work in, bitch, I'm always on the job, yeah. This ain't no facade, what the fuck I got a lie for? I've been on a job that you ain't qualified for. Never switching sides with the guys that I ride for. I can make the pies multiply with my eyes closed. I can see the signs.
so I don't need a scale. Got a line on the fine, bitch, a sign for the mail. Send a pack to the ad, KC with the whale. When I'm touching in the bay, I'ma be in Valais. I put on for the squad, pass the ball to my team. I got a God given, try to go and follow my dream. Dedicated to my discipline and call to the deep. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, yeah. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. I don't ever change, never switch up on the squad, yeah. On the mob, on the mob, on the mob. I've been putting work in, bitch, I'm always on the job, yeah. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. I don't ever change, never switch up on the squad, yeah. On the mob, on the mob, on the mob. I've been putting work in, bitch, I'm always on the job, yeah.
I'm the same motherfucker from the giddy up. Touched in the D, me and Fats fucked the city up. Add a little drip, seen the chink and gave him 60 bucks. Iced out the buffs, the bitches like the way they fit me, bruh. Had a few 6 or 7 mile bosses with me. Dancers turned roaches, threw about a buck 50. Table full of bottles like the pop, them to the empty. Eat Corinth the cold like the Foley with some Simply. Got them God particles in me, and I know that. Used to be kings and queens, we should go back. Change the way we act and fact. Grow the fro back, align with your conscious and soul, and then you grow that, for show that.
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. I don't ever change, never switch up on the squad, yeah. On the mob, on the mob, on the mob. I've been putting work in, bitch, I'm always on the job, yeah. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. I don't ever change, never switch up on the squad, yeah. On the mob, on the mob, on the mob. I've been putting work in, bitch, I'm always on the job, yeah.
But God, won't he do it? Ain't see this coming, I'm translucent. Your loved ones know magic, they disappear when you go through it. Now I call the plays, you want a ball, I'm Cam Newton. When you thought girls had cooties, I knew the world would know. So now I'm blowing up, like the fan face in the ceiling. Yeah, everybody show you love, say my name around Kansas City. Back when Pops used to call me Simi Down, you couldn't tell Lil' Sully, give me die to this day, nigga. Give me mine, nigga. Woo. I deserve all this. What I have, I slip. What I want, I get. To the calls I missed. I've been on my, for my, oh my, oh my, oh my,
oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. I don't ever change, never switch up on the squad, yeah. On the mob, on the mob, on the mob. I've been putting work in, bitch, I'm always on the job, yeah. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. I don't ever change, never switch up on the squad, yeah. On the mob, on the mob, on the mob. I've been putting work in, bitch, I'm always on the job, yeah.
Shit right there, that mob shit, oh my God. Jake Peasy, man, inside the Coach's Corner. I'm your man, Coach Ali, and we call him plays, man. Y'all go fetch that ASAP. That shit is mobbing. Straight mobbing, man. You feel me? Straight the fuck up, man. Bila came on here and did his motherfucking thing, and your boy say, I need to, where he from?
He's from Kansas City. That's yeah. Suleiman. Suleiman Salam III, Suli 4Q. That's my brother.
Yeah. You can tell he got that southern flow, bro. That's hard. That was something new.
Crazy. He's one of my favorite rappers. Like, Suli's one of my biggest influences, because you can hear the influence we have on each other. You know what I mean? We bounce. Like I said, he wrote the hook on Story. You know what I mean? A lot of times we'll collab on beats, or we'll collab. If I get stuck on something, I'll send it to him. Like, I might have a bass line and a drum pattern. I shoot it over to him. He come up with a melody. So, like, we're like, you know what I mean? We balance each other out real well. Because, you know, like, man, his melodies and cadences are crazy. And I'm
like,
how
he was
singing
over
there.
Yeah, he was singing over that shit with this flow, bro. That shit is bananas.
Yeah, Suli's incredible. He's next level. Yeah, if you haven't checked out any of his music, man, check him out. Spotify, iTunes. He got over. I was looking yesterday. I'm like, I'm talking to him while I'm looking. I'm like, bro, you got 80,000 monthly listeners on Spotify. You going crazy? Like, Suli's popping. Suli's dope. He's so talented.
I'm definitely going to check him out, because I want to have him on in this motherfucker next. That nigga, I like that. I like what you're bringing to the table, man. Hey, speaking of collaborations and things of that nature, name some of the artists that you've worked with. Because I see you got to, I mean, you work with Stylin', You got some music with Stylin', Be Legit 40, you know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't playing. I mean, and what is that process like? Because a lot of people, it's hard to get features, man. You know what I mean?
You know, it all just depends. I mean, I've worked with E-40, Be Legit, Rich the Factor, Jay Stylin, Jay Diggs, NBA Youngboy, Yuck Mouth, and the list goes on. So it all depends, man. It all depends. Like, certain shit happened because of 40. Obviously, Straight Out the Dirt with Yo Gotti and NBA Youngboy was like a fucking grand slam in one song, you know? Because I got three major features. I got to rap with them and produce for them on in one, you know, one grand slam. Straight Out the Dirt's a fucking grand slam. I can't complain about that. And then a lot of the other features, they're just, you know, building relationships with people, you know?
That's dope. That's dope.
Asset to others. I try to be an asset, you know, like, that's something that I got from my boy Suli, is trying to be an asset to others first, you know? And right. I think a lot of people, because I'm a rapper, like, I want to rap. I learned how to make beats because I like to rap and I like hip hop and nobody believed in me. No producers were going to make beats for me. I'm not going to say they weren't, but I couldn't find any at the time. And
right.
I learned how to produce because I wanted to rap so bad. But it ended up being a real asset to me because a lot of people just, they want to be a rapper, but they don't bring anything to the table other than just bars and their ego.
Say that again.
A lot of rappers, they want to get in here and they want to collab, but they don't bring anything to the table except bars and the ego. So that's my way to get in the door a lot of the times. I get in with my laptop and my microphone because I'm an engineer too. I can engineer, you know, I can help you mix and master your session, record your session. You know, so
you play the devil's advocate. I like that. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I know because of the where hip hop has been and where it started from. And so, I like how you use that to your advantage. What you say? You act like you the square little white boy just sitting here. I come in with my laptop, and the next thing you know, you just fucking kill him with some gas. When you start busting, they like, what the fuck? Oh, my God. He can really, oh, no. That's how you do it.
You gotta find your way in.
Hey, that's dope, man. So how long you been doing production?
Man, I've been involved in music pretty much my whole life. You know, I always knew this is what I wanted to do in some form or fashion. You know, my pops loves music, so my pops raised me on. Kansas City is an eclectic mix of people. You know
right.
what I mean? And my dad is a lot like me from a different generation in that my dad was, you know, loves black music. In Kansas City, my dad grew up in the civil rights era. And, you know, so my dad told me about when they wanted, him and his friends wanted to go to a James Brown concert.
Mm-hmm.
And the James Brown concerts were segregated. The James Brown concerts were segregated and like the,
right.
and they all like all their whatever group of people didn't listen to the shit and there was a bit, but there were so many people they couldn't do nothing about it,
right?
Right. So
yeah, of course, what
it was
fuck?
A big deal in the fucking Bible Belt Midwest, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
Racial mixing, you know what I mean?
Right.
But they couldn't
do
anything about it because the music brought people together and like growing up, you know, my dad like. We listened to the blues and we listened to soul music and gospel and country and my dad just raised us on a lot of different music. And so I always knew, like, I started playing guitar and then played saxophone. You know, Kansas City is really big jazz city, you know. I got my song Charlie Parker. Charlie Parker is, you know, invented a whole style of jazz called bebop, you know.
Right. A lot of people don't know about that. Yeah, go on now. That's dope.
Yeah, Kansas City,
I know about. I'm listening to your sound, and that's what brought me to that because it sounds like you got, you know, when I'm listening to the production, I'm like, wait a minute, it's actually some music in this motherfucker. A lot of motherfuckers have hit a bunch of pads and shit. You know what I mean? And use a sample beat and shit, but I'm hearing music, man, and that's dope. That's the most precious thing a person can bring to the table in a production is actually knowing how to play an instrument. You know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? Keep doing your thing. You know what I mean? Don't let nobody, don't let nothing, you know what I mean, stop you from what you're doing. I don't see nothing but success, man. You know what I mean? You know, race and none of that is an issue. You know what I'm saying? It plays no factor, but to some people it does, you know what I'm saying? And so, you know, sometimes I like to push those buttons, you know what I'm saying, to get to reaction. And I appreciate you and your father and people like yourself, you know what I'm saying, all my other brothers, you know what I'm saying, who just happen to be light-skinned, lighter than me, you feel me, who speak out, you know what I mean? Because that's what it takes in this day and age, you know what I mean? And music, you are right. It fucking brings people together. I mean, yeah, whatever way, I mean, and you making good music, bro. You know what I'm saying? So I salute you for that, man. Hey, let's get into this. I see them on the timeline, man. They talking about play that new J Diggs, man. They on the timeline talking about that's a slapper, man. Play that one. So, you know, I definitely, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the big Cuddy Diggs, man. That's the big homie, man. What was it like working with him? You know what I'm saying? I know how his get down is too. He likes to do it off the telephone. He'll write it on that phone and bust it. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What was it like in that time? You know what I'm saying? In that space,
It was dope. And obviously, that's big being from Kansas City for us. You know what I mean? Like we were talking about earlier, that was I got to rock the chain. I got to rock Mac Dre around my neck, you know what I mean? And for him, that was a big deal for me because I was a big Mac Dre fan. Like I said, I was raised on Bay Area music. You know what I mean? That was the shit that made me want to rap. Too Short, you know, like, and then after that shit happened, that was, you know, we went through Kansas City and the Bay, went through a rough patch there. You know what I mean?
Right.
And to be able to rock with Diggs and do that song, and the song reminds me of Mac Dre. I made the song, the beat reminded me of Mac Dre. So immediately I was like, yeah, we got to get Diggs on this. So I hit Nate. I was like, you think you can make it happen? He's like, yeah, we're gonna make it happen. Shout out to homie. Shout out my homie Mikey, the big homie White Mike in KC. He helped us put it together too, man. He helped us P-Fucks with Diggs heavy.
Hey, I like your impersonation of Nate. That was so spot on. That was perfect. He just blink at you like, what are you asking something so crazy for, man? Hey, but here we go, man. This is what y'all been asking for, man. Stay out the way, man. New J Peasy, J Diggs, man. Run a play. The coach.
You live in a cubicle, I'm a real dope boy, used to move pharmaceuticals. Still smell it on me, got coke in my cuticles. I'm ahead of my time, I might write me a musical. Hopped out clean, cup full of coffee. Tell a little bitch, better back up off me. Ben had the drip, I'm way too saucy. She like peas, why you be so bossy? KC is a town, the condos in the bay. Got shooters on the squad, Rondo with the K. Bunch of bad bitches wanna know where he stay. Been a six-figure boy for the radio play. She be on the line, I'm like, lady, no way. I don't do it for free, you gotta pay me to play. I'm smoking peanut butter in Vallejo with Nate. Just stacking my change, try to stay out the way.
Okay, you might bend, but don't fold. Youngin', this is real game, no cheat codes. Ain't no timeouts, you know the play. Stack up and stay out of the way. Okay, you might bend, but don't fold. Youngin', this is real game, no cheat codes. Ain't no timeouts, you know the play. Stack up and stay out of the way.
Just bought a ticket, tryna hit on the lotto. Still shitting on these rappers and pissing gelato. You niggas got it backwards, foot on the throttle. Look on my mattress, I sleep with a model. I'm on tour, ducking whores and strippers. I get bored, start counting my chippers. Hold your cord, no fold or flipping. When you face to face with them, gotta hold your lip in. You niggas tripping, who trained you kids? You could die behind your mouth, what you think this is? If your nigga shoot my nigga, I don't want him in jail. I need him on the street so I can dump him some shells. We do not tell, we go to jail and we bail. He start talking, then we bringing him hell. You
might bend, but don't fold, my nigga. I took 10 in the pen and never told, my nigga.
Okay, you might bend, but don't fold. Youngin', this is real game, no cheat codes. Ain't no timeouts, you know the play. Stack up and stay out of way. Okay, you might bend, but don't fold. Youngin', this is real game, no cheat codes. Ain't no timeouts, you know the play. Stack up and stay out of way.
If you ain't telling the motherfucking truth on that, man, stack up and stay out the way, man. You know what I mean? That's how you do. Suck a duck and dummy dodge. And niggas was doing that before quarantine, man. You feel me? That's what you got to do. Hey, I like how you say you used to be a D-boy and you could still smell it on you.
Hey, smelling like a brick, man. Smelling like a brick.
That's dope, man. Hey, man. Hey, I really appreciate your sound and your music, man, and your contribution to hip hop. You know what I'm saying? Man, because you're doing something magnificent, man, and just keep up the good work, man. You know what I mean? Hey, do you got any advice that you would want to give to somebody coming up in the game, a youngster coming up, trying to work with you, or you know what I mean? And let everybody know how that works, how they can contact and who, you know what I mean? So they can get some beats or get some verses, you know what I'm saying? Because your production is bananas, you know what I'm saying? So just keep grinding, bro. You know what I'm saying? I don't see nothing but success, man. Y'all go fuck with JPZ, man. JPZ, man. Go look it up. Google it. Go run up all the numbers, man. Spotify, iTunes, wherever all the streaming platforms and digital music is sold, buy it. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Get that shit, man. And support this guy. He's fucking doing his fucking thing, man. You know what I mean? He got some mob shit. You know what I mean? Real spill. But, yeah, back to my question. You know what I'm saying? What advice would you give to an up-and-comer or how they can contact you, bro?
You can contact me at JPZRTB. Catch up with me on all social media platforms. Talk to me. I talk back. Comment. Like, whatever. You know what I mean? Send me your music. I talk back. I interact with everybody. I try to. I can't always get to all of the messages or all of the comments, but I definitely try to. Like or comment on everybody that interacts with me. And you can always say Nate Dank 707 for any inquiries about business. And as far as advice, I would say, like, first and foremost is you know, keep God first. You know what I mean? Believe in a higher power. And, you know, this mindset, it's all in your mind. You know what I mean? It starts with a thought. And if you're able to think it and believe it, you can manifest it into something physical. So if you got a dream and it's in your mind, write it down. Make a vision board. You know what I mean? Law of attraction, positive thinking. I swear to God, that shit works. And that I'm a product of that. So if you're an artist or an aspiring entrepreneur or whatever, you know, like, study the law of attraction and manifestation, and there's, you know what I mean, there's shit at work beyond the physical world. You know what I mean? Like, there's metaphysical things that are happening out here. And if you can think it, you're supposed to. We're creators, right? We're not the creator, but we're a creator. So we're supposed to, you know what I mean, take what's in our mind and benefit. You know? So.
Say that again, bro. Say that again. Say that again, man. That was some game, man. He going too fast. Y'all listening too slow. He shooting some game, man. Run that back, man. Run that play again because you scored, man. Coach asked you to run a play, man. You know what I mean? Hey, that motherfucker, what you say?
It's you know, we're creators, man. We're supposed to take what's in our mind and manifest it into physical reality, man. We're not the creator, but we're a creator. So we're supposed to build, man. We're supposed to create.
There it is there, man. JPZ, man. That's real, man. It don't get no authentic than that, man. I appreciate the authenticity, man, and your humbleness, man. That's what's going to make you. You know what I'm saying? That's what separates you from the rest, you know what I'm saying? And that's what puts you in a category with the stars, you know what I mean? That's the same quality that everybody that we talked about and everybody that you got a feature with so far has and you guys share. So keep that up, you know what I'm saying? Don't never stop that, you know what I'm saying? I mean, that's right. Real.
Right. Yeah, appreciate it.
Man, that's all, nigga, use a quarterback, you call timeout, use a coach, you run in plays, man, you know what I mean? You're doing your thing, man, you know what I mean? So I can't do nothing but salute you on that, man. Your beats is bananas, you know what I'm saying? I mean, just crazy production, you know what I mean? So keep up the good work, man. Hey, we going to get out of here. I got 10 more minutes, 9 more minutes, but before we go, you know I got to play this Jay Stylin, Cuddy. I gots to do it, man. I gots to do it. You know what I mean? Hey, y'all inside the Coach's Corner, man. I'm Coach Ali. That's Jay Peasy, man. Hey, this one is called 80s Baby, man, featuring Jay Stylin. Run a play.
Way we grew up, it was crazy though. Now we're smoking cookie with the seats in the Mercedes low. Lost a couple on the way, guess it's just the way it go. Shit is still surreal when they play me on the radio. No pay to a lazy hoe, I refuse to save them, no. Bitches wanna choose a P, you won't need to pay it. So I almost gave it all away, praying on a daily though. Ask a lot to make me strong, game is main, he made me cold. Searching for a way to go, family tight, we staying close. The pain is part of being great, yeah, it hurts but make me dope. Turn my shoes into a must, with little learn to make the most. I've been up, I've been down, we made it out, let's make a toast. Baby, in the 80s, way we grew up, it was crazy though. Now we smoking cookie with the seats in the Mercedes low. Lost a couple on the way, guess it's just the way it go. Shit is still surreal when they play me on the radio.
It was crazy, I was in the village selling hella dope. Run up on the niggas, strippy with my fucking calico. I'ma fuck your bitch, put this dick all up in a throat. Chopper aiming at his feet, I'ma make him tap dance. Shoot him in his face and throw his body in a garbage can. Wrap him up, we bought all the Saran. Bury all the bodies, then burn up the van. My mama working shovel if I need an extra hand. Told me never share family secrets with your girlfriend. My mama working shovel if I need an extra hand. Told me never share family secrets with your girlfriend. With your girlfriend.
Baby, in the 80s, way we grew up, it was crazy though. Now we smoking cookie with the seats in the Mercedes low. Lost a couple on the way, guess it's just the way it go. Shit is still surreal when they play me on the radio, radio.
Head spinning, niggas grinning, but I'm still winning. I take ticket and I don't spend money on no women. Still sending, cook a coke right in front of you. It might be a little yellow like Pikachu. Me and my niggas stick together like it's Hebrew. They don't know who the Messiah is, if it's me or you. You give me the order, they gon' follow through. Then all these niggas gon' follow you. It's all love, and I don't need to thank you. I'm here forever if you ever need a shoulder, fool. Let's conversate how we grew up on soul food. How we grew up on soul food.
Baby, in the 80s, way we grew up, it was crazy though. Now we smoking cookie with the seats in the Mercedes low. Lost a couple on the way, guess it's just the way it go. Shit is still surreal when they play me on the radio. In the 80s, way we grew up, it was crazy though. Now we smoking cookie with the seats in the Mercedes low. Lost a couple on the way, guess it's just the way it go. Shit is still surreal when they play me on the radio, radio.
Yeah, man, that one right there, man. Shout out to Kelly Black. He said that one is a banger. And yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. Hey, it's going down, man. Y'all inside the Coach's Corner, man. I'm your host, Coach Ali, man. That's Jay Peasy, man. I just want to say put God first, your family second, and everything else shall follow, man. Hey, Jay Peasy, you got anything else you want to say to the people before we go, before we get out of here, bro?
Man, I just want to thank you for having me, man. I appreciate it. I appreciate everybody listening and tapping in. And, man, just thank you, bro. I'm just grateful to be here, man.
Man, for sure, for sure, for sure, for sure, man. Hey, y'all be safe out there during this COVID, man. Keep moving and grooving, though. You know what I mean? Brush your teeth. Wash your motherfucking tongue, goddammit. Man, for real, for real, for real. Hey, tell everybody where to get your music to before we go.
JPZRTB, six letters, JPZRTB on all social media platforms, and JPZ on Apple Music, Spotify, Google Play, all the major streaming platforms. It's available on everything. And YouTube, tap into YouTube for all the videos. It's all there.
Man, that's what we're going to do, man. Hey, I'm going to get up out of here, man. You know what it is, man. It's the Coach's Corner, Jay Peasy, man. God bless you, brother. Keep doing your thing, man.
Likewise.
You're welcome back anytime, man. You know what I mean? It's your home, man. You know what I mean? Hey, anytime you got a new play, you know what I mean? Shoot it to the email. Have Nate shoot it to me. You know what I mean? However we got to do it. And you know what I mean? Hey, let's keep this thing going, man. I appreciate your time and your business for sure, for sure.
Yeah, no doubt. Appreciate you too, bro.
This one back.
You a square bitch, you live in a cubicle. I'm a real dope boy, used to move pharmaceuticals. Still smell it on me, got coke in my cuticles. I'm ahead of my time, I might write me a musical. Hopped out clean, cup full of coffee. Tell a little bitch, better back up off me. Ben had the drip, I'm way too saucy. She like peas, why you be so bossy? KC is the town, the condos in the bay. Got shooters on the squad, Rondo with the K. Bad bitches wanna know where he stay. Been a six-figure boy for the radio play. She be all on the line, I'm like, lady, no way. I don't do it for free, you gotta pay me to play. I'm smoking peanut butter in Vallejo with Nate. Just stacking my change, try to stay out the way.
Okay, you might bend, but don't fold. Youngin', this is real game, no cheat codes. Ain't no timeouts, you know the play. Stack up and stay out of the way. Okay, you might bend, but don't fold. Youngin', this is real game, no cheat codes. Ain't no timeouts, you know the play. Stack up and stay out of the way.
Just bought a ticket, trying to hit on the lotto. Still shitting on these rappers and pissing gelato. You niggas got it backwards, foot on the throttle. Look on my mattress, I sleep with a model. I'm on tour, ducking whores and strippers. I get bored, start counting my chippers. Hold your cord, no fold or flipping. When you're face to face with them, gotta hold your lip in. You niggas tripping, who trained you kids? You could die behind your mouth, what you think this is? If your niggas shoot my nigga, I don't want him in jail. I need him on the street so I can dump him some shells. We do not tell, we go to jail and we bail. He start talking, then we bringing him hell. You might bend, but don't fold, my nigga. I took 10 in the pen and never told, my nigga.
Okay, you might bend, but don't fold. Youngin', this is real game, no cheat codes. Ain't no timeouts, you know the play. Stack up and stay out of the way. Okay, you might bend, but don't fold. Youngin', this is real game, no cheat codes. Ain't no timeouts, you know the play. Stack up and stay out of the way.
Yeah, man, stack up and stay out the way, man. Run those plays, and I guarantee you will be all right. You feel me? I'll see y'all Wednesday, 11 a.m., man. It's the Coach's Corner. I'm your man, Coach Ali. We call him plays, X's and O's, and execution, man. JPZ right there, stay out the way, featuring Jay Diggs, man. Hey, you know what it is, man. We out of here, man. I'll see y'all Wednesday. Bless.